All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
This episode's theme is Coachella because we just went. Mm-hmm. Went weekend one.
Yes.
Weekend two just ended.
Yeah, I know. Weekend two just finished. And some people won both weekends, and I think that you have a problem.
I don't know what you're made out of, but I am not made out of that.
You're not a human, that's for sure.
You're a squirrel.
Yeah, literally.
So we asked all of you to send in your questions about Coachella. It seems like a lot of you that sent in your questions didn't go to Coachella, so I appreciate you sending in your questions.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest themes we saw since we went weekend one online was that people were like, oh, like, the crowds were dead and like,
yeah, a lot of hater shit.
It's just all about fashion. It's always been about,
yeah, it's always been about the looks. What part of Vanessa Hudgens being crowned the queen of Coachella do y'all not
James
remember?
Charles shaved his private parts for fun? It's for the fashion.
Well, it's all relative. Like, whatever your reasoning for going, mm-hmm. it's not right or wrong. Like, yeah. If you want to go because you want to stunt, if you want to go because you want to watch music, you're both right. Yeah. It's okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. We've gone twice. Well, I've gone twice as a normie.
Yeah, I've gone once as a normie.
And then this time we went with Drew as an influencer. Two very different experiences.
Yeah.
But both very fun in their own ways, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Both, no matter what status you're at, you gotta walk.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Unfortunately, walking gets us all in the end.
It doesn't matter how much money
thing
you
that's,
make.
The one thing that's not elitist, the walking.
Yeah.
We're all subject to it, unfortunately.
Not just me, but Charli D'Amelio also had to walk the entire time.
Yeah. We all had to walk. It's horrible and awful, but, you know, part of the experience, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So this one is from someone named Alex, and she wants to know, what was the worst part about Coachella? Everyone makes it seem so fun. In parentheses, I've never been, but it all seems so exhausting.
The worst part is what we just said, walking.
It's the walking.
The walking, truly, honestly, I think the CEO, the inventor of Coachella, is a really mean person that wants to make you walk everywhere. It's like one of those people that's like, back in my day, I used to walk 12 miles to school. Yeah. Like, I'm convinced that's the person who orchestrated the layout of Coachella. That's the worst part, is the walking.
Yeah.
Easily. And the last few times we went before, like, influencer kind things, before that, there was no wind. It was just hot.
No, yeah.
It was just blazing hot. I don't mind the heat. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, is it fun?
No.
No. But is it just like whatever's?
Yeah.
Like, you're outside. Of course you're going to be fucking
hot. And we're from California. So yeah. We're like, okay, it's going
to
be hot.
Well, and I'm someone who sweats like a motherfucker. But yeah, like, I prefer to be hot. I would rather be hot than be cold.
Yeah.
Because I hate being cold. Like,
sure.
I'm just so unpleasant when I'm cold. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather sweat, to be honest. But this year, the wind was really bad, which blew up the dust. Like, I used to see people wearing, like, stuff like bandanas and stuff to block the dust, but it didn't seem necessary because it was just hot. There was no wind.
Yeah.
This past year, crazy wind. And if I get one more scratch on my eye, I'm going to kill someone.
Tell the wind I'm looking for him.
Every single time, listen, this is a fun fact about me. Every single time there's wind anywhere I'm at, something gets in my eye, I get a scratch on my eye, and then I get an eye infection. That happens every time. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's massive wind. And you know what? She got me. When we were at Coachella, she got me good.
She got me again.
That wind got me good, girl. But the worst part's the walking and the wind.
Yeah, I definitely say the walking. I feel like people want us to say, like, it's all the influencers and all the pictures.
Well, then that would just be friendly fire for me at this point, because I was one of them.
What if I said I hate influencers?
Yeah, that was the worst.
No, but I feel like when you go, like, it's cute seeing, and like, it is funny seeing people go, like,
yeah, like getting that content.
But a good amount of the reason people want to go is to take pictures and to say they went. What's wrong with
and
that?
And you think about it this way.
How much money they spend?
No, truly. Like, and also, like, if you didn't take pictures of it, did you even really go?
Yeah.
But also, think about it this way, too. Like, a lot of times, I'll get questions like this where people are like, I don't know how you film content in public. Like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, sometimes I want to film stuff or I want to take pictures and I feel embarrassed. At Coachella,
no one
gives a shit because they're all doing it. So, yeah. Like, it's like the perfect place to capture your content, to like, to be that. If you want to live your influencer life, girl, that's the place to do it. Because yeah. no one's gonna care and no one's gonna think you look weird because it's like just part of
it's
it.
It's like normalized. Yeah.
Like, everyone's taking their pictures. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to capture the moment, right? Yeah. Like, the cutesy shit. Like, who gives a shit? I don't care. No. If people want to take pictures of themselves, that doesn't bother me.
No, at all. I mean, I think that's part of it. And I like of the experience of going yeah. to Coachella. Is it funny? Yeah. But,
yeah.
Like, sometimes it's funny. Yeah. But I don't judge people for doing it. I think if you do that, it's kind of mean, guys.
Yeah, we're I think you're being that. Well, also, like, what the fuck am I gonna say? I was one of them. So like, what the fuck am I gonna be like? Yeah, so lame. Even though I was the one who had to work every fucking day I was there. So right. like, and that's another thing too. Sometimes when influencers go, we're fucking on the clock, yeah. bitch. Like yeah, we're
so
working.
If any of you met Drew on yeah. Friday, like day one of weekend one?
Yeah,
was a completely different Drew yeah. from day two and day three because day one she was working.
Yeah, so like, you know, nothing in this life is for free, bitch. So we all of us have to capture content. Those of us who got sent to Coachella, like with brands or whatever, like we were working.
Yeah,
so we were
time.
On the clock. So. We really don't give a shit about capturing content because, like, that's what we have to do. It's, like, mm-hmm. per the contract, babe, that we have to do that. So it's not – and we're already used to it, so it's not anything new to us. But I just think when people are, like, big fucking haters about that, I just think either you're a boomer or you're just a hater. Like, just take pictures. It's not a big deal. I'll take a picture of you, girl, you know?
They're like, how are you experiencing? You think they're doing it the whole time?
I know. That's what I think, too. Come on.
You think the lighting is good the whole time?
Come on.
I will say something different I did this year was that, and it's because of all the stuff I've seen with Mitski, when she said, like, if you come to my shows, please don't videotape because I want you to experience the concert.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I was a lot better this year about doing that and just having fun.
Yeah.
I did take a couple. I was looking at my phone. I forgot it because I was drunk. Videos of Meg Thee Stallion because I like could not believe I was watching her.
Yeah.
But I did definitely feel like I lived in the moment, live, laugh, and
yeah,
loved.
And like I've grown to a point now too where I videotape and sometimes they're just for me.
Yeah.
So I just videotape it and just keep it. Like it's just for me. It's not
I
necessarily
barely posted
to post.
On my story. Usually I'm same. Like every act I'm like
same. I yeah. barely posted on my story. If I did, it was just funny shit.
Yeah.
But like I took lots of videos, all of which are for me. Personally, because mm-hmm. I like to keep them as memories. So like, which is the whole fucking point of a phone.
Yeah.
So like, it's never that serious. Let people enjoy things. Let people take pictures. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you.
Yeah.
That they want to document that they were there. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
And then the last part of everything said it seems exhausting. It is.
It is.
Because
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Walking. Imagine walking in a costume. And your costume
yeah,
shoes
yeah.
for 8 hours.
Yeah.
It is, you're dancing, drinking. Like,
yeah.
The sun is beating you up. The wind
yeah.
is taking turns beating you up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is exhausting. I'm not going to lie to you. That's
like,
why
yeah, literally
that's why I
all
said.
Of last week, I was like.
That's why I said. Yeah, dude. That's why I said if you went 2 weekends in a row, like, you're clearly a fucking cyborg because we're not cut from the same cloth, clearly. I'm a fucking skeleton. After Coachella, always.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. every time I go on, I always go, why do I go to this? And then the next year, I'm all, Coachella.
Yeah.
Get ready to go. Okay, this next question is from someone, and she would like to know, is it, like, actually any fun? I feel like everyone who goes just takes pictures and doesn't really care about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then she has, like, 100 other questions.
Which are? Are you just going to read them? Want us to answer them?
I feel like we should just answer them.
Oh, okay.
So is it actually any fun? Yes. It's
yeah.
Like, it's so fun.
It's really fucking fun. Like, it's, I mean, it's exhausting, but it's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah.
And if you go with really fun people, it's
yeah.
even more fun. So,
if
yes,
you like
it's
to
fun.
People watch, this is such a fun event to go and like people
yeah.
watch
well, and to just vibe. Like, you
yeah.
can vibe with anybody there. Like, it's fun. Okay. Don't. Anyone who says like, and it's not even fun, either one has never been,
mm-hmm.
two went one time, had a poor experience,
yeah.
or three is just hating from outside the club. Like,
yeah.
it's anything you put all those huge artists, all that which span many different genres of music all in one place, and you throw in a costume, like everyone dresses up and has a good time.
It's like Halloween for 3 days.
Yeah, everyone's glam. Yeah. Everyone's like having a fun old time. Of course you're gonna have fun. Mm-hmm. It's fucking fun. Like relax, friends.
Not that big of a deal.
It's okay. We can all admit that some things that are universally liked are actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right.
The next person says, I feel like everyone who goes just takes pictures and doesn't care about what's happening. That's because you're not there.
Well, in what sense doesn't care what's happening? Like doesn't care about the artists? You know what I mean? Like, in what sense do you mean that? Like, people care. People care enough to spend a lot of money. Listen, it's not cheap to go to Coachella. Yeah. It isn't. There were some.
So if I'm going to spend all that money, I'm going to take as many fucking pictures as I want.
Do you know how many people I ran into or overheard this weekend that came from, like, the UK? Yeah. They came from Australia. Yeah. Like, they are throwing racks on racks on racks.
There's a lot of Swedish people, too.
Yeah, to come to this one thing for 3 days.
Yeah.
Which is, like, an hour and a half away from us. Like, these people spend a lot of money. This is fucking expensive to go. So, you know. Yeah, it's going to be fun, and yeah, it's going to be worth it. And it's like, what was the question again, the end of it?
I feel like everyone takes pictures and doesn't really care about what's happening.
Yeah, no shit. You're going to listen, you're going to see every single picture I take if I spent that much money. That's how I see it.
And then the last little bit of her question said, where did you stay? So we stayed in an Airbnb this year.
Yeah, we stayed in a house.
Which is way more fun than staying in a hotel. It's more expensive, but it was way more fun.
Yeah, worth it though.
And then,
and it was a lot closer too.
Yeah, to the venue. And then, is it a lot of waiting in lines to get in and get stuff because of how many people are there? And then, did you meet any famous people?
It is a lot of waiting in lines, but it depends. Like, when you're in VIP, there's like no lines for anything. When you're in GA, when you're in GA, everything has a fucking line. Yeah. The bathroom, food, water. Alcohol,
even
all
to
that
get
stuff.
In has a little
to
bit
get
of
in, yeah. But I would say that VIP is like worth it in the sense of distance of walking and lines. It's like worth it,
yeah.
I would say because it was my first year going VIP, so like that made it
and
worth
they
it to
get,
me.
Not at every stage. I want to say it's only for the main stage and then the Sahara tent, which has the big dome over it where they usually put all of the rap groups.
Yeah.
Where they have like VIP watching sections.
Yeah.
Which are like not closer, but like no one's in there. So I prefer it because I've only ever gone GA because Drew was only able to get two VIP and two GA.
Yeah.
I had to stand amongst Drew stood with me.
I stood
like,
with
I'm
her.
Not gonna, my sister's having fun in a month at home.
Yeah, no. Like I stood in GA almost the entire time. I went in VIP a few times to not have to wait in line. Like, we would literally go in there to just buy waters and shit and come right back.
There. Well, can you buy me food in there too?
Yeah, and then he'd come right back out. So, like, we did that. That's the thing I like about it, though, is that you can, like, go back and forth if you're VIP.
Yeah.
I really like that.
You know what they should instill, because we just went to Disneyland? Mobile food ordering.
I know.
They
oh, my God.
Do that. I feel like they had that the last time. I feel like I saw that, but...
I don't think they had that. No, because Disneyland didn't even have that back then.
That's true. Well... Get with it.
Well, get on it because you'll cut those lines in half. Yeah, I'll fucking tell you that. Yeah, it'll be so much more efficient of serving people and less waiting. And then did we meet any famous people?
I met Ira Madison.
Yeah.
I like chased him.
I mean,
him,
that's
he was
to
really
say,
nice.
when I think famous people, I think like actual celebrities, like A-list celebrities. We saw many of them. I didn't talk to any of them.
Who you saw? Bella Thorne.
Oh, I saw Bella Thorne. Yeah. I walked past her. She's a lot shorter than I thought she would be.
Yeah. Okay.
She's like probably like 5'6", if that, 5'5".
No way.
Really? Yeah. She's tiny.
She's supposed to have like all legs like the.
Yeah. She's just all legs. I'm sure. I think she just shoots her pictures from a low angle. But I saw her. We saw Earl's Sweatshirt. We saw Tyga.
Amber Rose.
We saw Amber Rose. Yeah. We saw Hassan Piker. Mm. We saw, probably more. That dude from Insecure.
Yeah, I don't know his real name, but he played Dre on Insecure.
Yeah, we saw him.
He's 11 feet tall.
We saw him so many times.
Yeah.
I was like,
are you following
us? Are we following each other?
Are we in love?
He probably thought that about us, like that we were following him.
I bet every time he saw Billy's bun,
he's like, let me see you again around here. We didn't talk to any of them though.
No.
This is something about me. I met many influencers, all of whom I talked to.
Adam Ray Okay.
Yeah, I met Adam Ray Okay and his boyfriend.
He's so cute.
They were so sweet. I literally, like, I met so many different influencers, most of which were like are already my friends. Yeah. So like we hung out with Brittany and Sarah. Yeah. We saw Chris. We saw Teffy and her boyfriend John. Like all of them we already like are friends with, so I don't know, but they're all
considered
famous.
Did you meet any
famous.
New influencers besides Adam? He's the only one I can think of. I think I saw Laura DIY, but she was like full on power walking, so I was like, and she doesn't know me.
She knows me. Me and Laura DIY are friends on everything, but like I didn't get to see her. I did. It's so funny because all my mutuals that were also there the same weekend, all of them messaged me at one point. We're like, we have to meet up, and I was like, for sure, girl. None of us met up.
And then it's Monday, and you're like, oh my god, we never met up.
Yeah, none of us met up. All of us were dying a slow, painful death because it was exhausting. Like Erica, Priscilla, and Scott. Like I was texting Erica the week before, and I was like, yeah, girl, we're still gonna meet up. Mm-hmm. Didn't. Sheena Nova.
Oh, I don't know.
She's an Indigenous creator from Canada. She went with BMW. She messaged me and was like, we have to meet up. I was like,
did they
for
drive
sure.
her around in a BMW?
Yeah, they did.
Wait, at the festival.
No, to the festival, yeah. Damn. I think they gave them BMWs.
You know who I really wanted to meet? Mm. Pepperoni Muffin.
Oh, she was there too.
Kristen. I wanted to meet her so bad. I'm obsessed with her.
She was there.
She went weekend one and then her sister went weekend two.
That's funny.
That was so cute.
Yeah, they went. All of these people went and we were all like, we have to meet up. Like a lot of them, I was like, yeah, for sure, girl. Didn't meet up with any of them. And we all know why. Like, we're all like, I'm sorry. I was literally dying. And I was like, same. So next time for sure we have to meet up for realsies. But we hung out with Morgan from Too Hot Takes.
Yes, and Justin.
And Justin.
I was like
who we
screaming
love.
When we saw when I finally because we kept trying to meet up so many times.
Who we love and adore. Yeah. We love them. So all of them, all of those like influencers, absolutely loved
Emily
meeting them.
We didn't get to meet up
with
anyone.
Emily, same thing. We were like, yeah, girl, for sure. Nothing. We've never met each other. It's just exhausting. It's so hard to meet up with people at Coachella. But for when it comes to celebrities, like I've already said this before, because when I walked the carpet next to Jason Momoa at that movie premiere I went to, a lot of people were like, "Oh, did you talk to him?" And I was like, "No," because here's the thing about me. I'm never gonna approach them. So, like, what am I going to say? I just
Dear
think, like,
Mr. Momoa.
Hello, Senor Momoa, Senor Aquaman. I just think, like, you go up and you're just like, hey. And they're like, hey. And you're like, nice. Like, that's how I see it going in my head. So, I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
So, if they don't say anything to me, I'm not going to say anything to them.
Yeah, for real,
And my mom hates that about me.
Wants to punch her in the head.
Yeah. And my publicist hates that about me, too. Shout out, Marissa.
I wish Marissa was there to be like, Drew, come over here. Come meet these people.
Dude, Marissa literally was like, what we're going to do is we're going to mingle. And I go, uh-huh. And she goes, like, we're going to go talk to people. And I'm like, for sure. And then I think, if you're not there, Marissa, I'm not doing it.
And no one can be mad because I'm not doing it.
I talked to my friend Shallon about that. I fucking love Shallon. But she was like, she told me her manager tells her the same thing. And then she goes, what are you going to make me? You're not here. So I was like, me, dude. Fucking me.
It's
not
happening.
Yeah, I just get too uncomfy. I'll just, from afar, I'll be like, that's crazy. And that's the extent of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so no, we didn't meet any famous people. Well, Dayson did. I did.
And it was because I was drunk. That's when I get confident. I'm like, oh my God, are you Ira Madison?
Yeah.
If I saw him, I'd be like, oh my God, that's Ira Madison. When he's walking around.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter for me. I'll still be like,
I think the one I was the most starstruck by was for sure Amber Rose, because we just casually walked past her.
Yeah, and she's tall.
She's so tall.
She looked like she's like 5'9".
So
5'10".
Pretty.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Like, oh my God, that's literally Amber Rose.
Yeah, and Tyga's really short.
He's a little guy.
He's a little guy.
Hi, friends. So when we were asked to partner with Ana Luisa, I was so excited because their jewelry is so pretty. As you can see right here, I have on one of their rings. This one has like little green gems on it. Then I also have this dainty little gold one on it. And I was so excited because they wanted to collab for Mother's Day that's coming up. And if you know me and Drew, you know that our mom is our favorite person in the entire world. And I've known about my mom, and maybe most women are like this as well, or different versions of your moms, of course, right? Guardians and stuff like that. They love jewelry. those girls, they love a good jewelry piece. And I was so excited because Ana Luisa is offering a buy one, get one 40% off sale. So not only can you buy yourself a piece, you can buy one for your mom or your guardian for Mother's Day. How exciting. And Mother's Day in general has always been one of my favorite holidays because, like I said, our mom is my favorite person, our favorite person in the entire world. And we were so excited to give her two different pieces. I wish I recorded it. I didn't because I was so excited to give them to her before Mother's Day, which is one of my many toxic traits. I love to give gifts before the holiday or before their birthday because I can't wait to see them open them. And so we bought my mom a little ring, and then we also got her a matching Sagittarius necklace to mine because we're both Sagittarians. And yeah, they're super cute, really dainty. They really do a great job at accessorizing any sort of outfit. And, you know, you can express yourself through jewelry. And that's like one of my many favorite things about jewelry. So I was so excited about that. Again, the company is named Ana Luisa. It's spelled A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. It's a buy one, get one 40% off sale. All of their jewelry pricing starts at $39. They have new jewelry collections that come out every single Friday. And the link that you can use to buy the buy one, get one 40% off sale is shop.analuisa, that's ANALUISA.com/girls. You get one piece for her and one piece for you. And I know you're going to love them because they're so cute and I love them. And again, that link is shop.analuisa.com/girls. It'll be in the description box below. Please tag me, Andrew, or Two Idiot Girls to let us know what you end up getting from the sale. Okay, one of our sponsors is Cerebral. So Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. I personally have a therapist. I'm obsessed with her. She has allowed me to kind of get back my ability to believe in myself and really process my emotions in a way that's healthy for me, where I don't feel like something's wrong with me. I honestly look forward to therapy every week. At one point, I didn't. I was like, oh man, gotta go to therapy. But now I really love going to therapy. And what I love about Cerebral is that they're the first online mental health service that offers prescription medication. That's huge. And you don't have to have insurance in order to utilize Cerebral. And I think that's really awesome. So not only do they do prescription service, you can also connect with your counselor or therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the mobile app. So if you're on the go and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot I have therapy, you can pull over, run your appointment, your session through your phone on the mobile app. I think that's huge. If you're at work, you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot. Take your lunch break, do it in your car or do it in the lunchroom if that's what you want to do. But you're able to utilize it from wherever you're is accessible to you. I also really love that up to 50% of Cerebral's clinicians self-identify as people of color. And I think that's huge to people that identify as people of color because sometimes it feels nice to connect and talk to someone who is of the same diversity as you because you feel more understood and more heard and validated and all of those things. So for our listeners of Two Idiot Girls, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at cerebral.com/twoidiotgirls. So you'll go to cerebral.com/twoidiotgirls for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of up to $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all. And as always, I will put the link in the description box below. Okay, thank you. This is from someone named, I want to say Lena or Lena, whatever. I'm sorry, Lena, if I'm mispronouncing your name. And she would like to know, what was your experience as far as seeing everyone's outfits and looks as well as the aesthetic of Coachella? Was it different from your previous expectations or assumptions? We talked about this, like, I think after the fact, but this was the first Coachella that I've been to where there were so many, like, different-sized women wearing whatever the fuck they want to wear. And yeah. I loved it so much.
Same. I think in previous years, there's been kind of, like, a trend or something that was super in, and everyone was kind of falling in line with that trend. This was, I think, the first year. I mean, it was only my second time going, but it was, like, one of the first times I've ever seen. There was no real theme.
No, people were wearing, like, I mean, I saw a lot of repeat outfits. And
yeah,
like,
there were some themes, similar tones. Yeah. Like
crochet stuff.
Yeah, like crochet or
cowboy stuff.
Cowboy, I feel like, is always going to be in at Coachella, especially since it bumps up against Stagecoach. But, like,
would you ever go to Stagecoach, speaking of which?
Only if I got paid to go. That's the only way I would go. Hell no, you won't
catch me. Not on my own accord.
You won't catch me there on my own dime, that's for sure. And even then,
I'll only go if Kacey Musgraves is performing because she's the only country artist I tolerate.
That too.
Like, name one other country artist you like.
Well, I know Luke Bryan's a good guy. Everybody likes him, but.
Oh, he's liberal, right?
Yeah, he's like super, super. I think there's a couple other ones too that are super, super liberal, which is cool.
Dolly Parton.
Well, yeah, but she out the game for a while now. But anyways, I would say there was no real theme, and I think it's because there hasn't been a Coachella for a while now. Mm-hmm. So people were kind of all over the place. They wore literally whatever they wanted, which I thought was really fucking cool. I think like wear whatever you want, whatever makes you feel beautiful and confident, and just rock the shit out of it. Who cares?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? We saw a lot of hater shit on like Instagram and stuff about like all of the outfits were so unoriginal. What fucking year have you gone or seen where everyone's not wearing the same fucking shit?
Well, and trends inherently imply unoriginal because you're following other people.
This is the outfit that every bitch will wear every year, and this is original to them, even though I've seen it since 2015, 2014.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's those cutoff shorts that has like the frayed edges.
Yeah.
The like kind of low, flowy tank top that's tucked with the belt with the... It looks like a Western type cowboy belt,
I think.
And they're wearing cowboy boots. They have a handkerchief tied around their neck.
Yeah.
And an ugly hat.
Yeah.
And every white bitch is like, this is original. But they see a fat girl wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah.
With a see-through cover-up. And they're like, and this, everyone does.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I told Dace that I unfollowed a couple people after seeing their reviews of Coachella. And they weren't even fucking there, which is just like, okay. Like it screams hater to me, but like, I think it's very telling when people tell you what were your favorite looks and the only people you pick are all white and thin.
Yeah.
I think that's very telling.
Yeah.
Like someone who's stunted, like wore the fuck out their outfits. Like they did so fucking great was Christian Dennis.
Yeah.
He killed it. Like he,
what's
he
his looked, wait, Tyshawn?
Tyshawn. Yeah.
Did you watch Tyshawn say he was pretending to be an influencer and he was like, and he was grabbing his boyfriend's hand and running and he tripped and fell down. But both of them look so cute.
They looked incredible. Like the whole weekend. Faith Montoya. Do you know Faith?
Yeah.
She killed it, dude. Like they look so incredible.
I'm getting body chills right now.
Yeah. You're like so good. They look so fucking great. And I cannot stand when I see like other small white influencers talking mad shit on people that are not also small and white. Like if it's not giving Revolve Fest to them, they don't want it. They're like, nah, it sucked, which I don't like.
And
I don't
original.
Fuck with that. Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit. It's giving me fatphobic. It's giving me racist. Yeah, that's what it's giving me. But I think like everyone wore whatever the fuck they wanted and I fuck with that. I fuck with that kind of theme. Like, just wear whatever you want. Who gives a shit?
I for sure feel like this was the most fun one that I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like no one was like, oh my God, is everyone looking at my outfit? I feel like every year I've gone.
Yeah, it's been very outfit central.
And like kind of elitist.
Yeah.
And I felt like this year wasn't the case at all.
I feel like this year people just wore, some people dressed extra fucking comfy and didn't try to like wear anything crazy. And some people were dancing with their titties out.
Yeah.
And you know what? Both are good answers. They're both right, in my opinion.
Wear what you want to wear.
Wear whatever the fuck you want. In fact, some of my outfits were, I would argue to say, a little plain. But that's because my beat was out of this world. Yeah. So, like, I was more so focusing on my hair and beat. That was, like, what I cared more about than I did about my outfits. But don't get me wrong, I brought 50,000 outfits and I wore the most plain shit. One of them, my most talked about outfit was my all white one. And I slept in that shirt. Every day I was there at Coachella.
Yeah, she got glammed in it.
I got
Friday.
Glammed in it. I
and then
slept
did it on Saturday
it.
And she goes, guys, this is kind of crazy, but like, what if I wore this? Already drunk them all. You don't want to change. Go put your fucking shoes on. Let's go.
That's a little insider info for you.
BTS.
Yeah, I was going to say some BTS for you. I got too lazy to change on Saturday after he did my whole beat. I was like, I'm not putting an outfit over this wig and this handkerchief.
No, no
and
way.
I was like, what if I just wore this?
It's kind of crazy.
And
but...
Adam was like, why don't you go change? Like he was trying to make me change so bad. He wanted me to change so bad. I was like, nah.
Was the fringe outfit supposed to be Saturday?
Yeah. He was so upset.
He was like, please go put the...
Yeah,
he
was like...
get a frock. He's like, please put the frock
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and I was
Drew
like,
what? No, Drew would go, okay, I'm going to go try on. And she'd come out of the room 30 minutes later, and she's like, I put my shoes on. I guess she's like, well, did you call the Uber? And she goes, I'm about to.
And he was like, God damn it, bitch. Like, but that's because I was tired. I was exhausted as a hardworking mom of two jobs. And I was like, I'm wearing my pajamas. I don't care.
You can't get mad at me.
You put on a big t-shirt and big chunky platform shoes. People are like, wow. Fashion. Art. That's what, and that was arguable. That was the one that most people were like, this outfit killed it. And
it's I
was
getting flash dance. Yeah.
Yeah. Was, people were so like, cute. You killed this outfit. And I was like, my sleep shirt.
Still my pajamas.
So anyways, my point being, everybody wore whatever the fuck they wanted. Mm-hmm. And I support that message. That mm-hmm. gets my stamp of approval.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. This next question is from someone named Monica. And she said, what was your favorite outfit? So you said your white one.
Yeah.
I would say Saturday was both of our favorite outfits.
Yeah, for sure.
And the green one, I had ordered clothes through Drew.
Yeah.
And then everything they gave me was like 8 sizes too big. Mm. And thankfully, Drew had the exact style of pants I wanted in my favorite color. I didn't even think to wear green.
Yeah. And I brought them, and those were my pants that they sent were.
Now they're mine.
Yeah, now they're her pants. But
Saturday was definitely your favorite outfit.
Yeah, for sure. My all white one, my sleep shirt. And honestly, that's why it's my favorite, because everybody liked it. And I was like,
we got home and we're taking all our makeup off. And then she goes, and then you know what? If we didn't have Neon Carnival that night, I'm convinced you would have went to sleep in that shirt.
I would have. Don't tempt me. I was like, I literally woke up, got glammed in that shirt, and wore to
college. She's like, what if it was kind of crazy and I didn't change?
Yep, there you go.
Her next question is, who are your favorite artists you saw?
Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion was so
She killed good. It. Born to perform. She's incredible. Love her.
She was so good.
I worship her. Yeah, truly. Maggie Rogers was really great.
Oh, Maggie. She was so good.
Baby Keem was really fucking good.
What we saw of him, yeah.
We saw almost the entire set.
We got in a sister fight during Baby Keem.
Well, technically.
Your sisters out there will know.
Technically, I got in a fight with my boyfriend first.
Then we got
that bled
fight.
Over to her because she thought I was mad at her. And I was like, I'm not mad at you. I want to punch Billy in the back of the fucking head.
Did you see
head.
That thing I put on my Instagram story? And it was like, hi, my name. Like, it's like, hi, my name's Jason. I'll be taking your orders today. First question, are you mad at me?
She literally thought I was mad at her. And I was like, no, I'm literally just going to fucking sucker punch Billy.
We're fighting while Orange Soda is playing.
Yeah, the best song. And I was like,
I'll take the orange soda.
Yeah, literally. But no, we watched his entire set. No, we missed really the last like two songs.
We missed Family Ties was the one I wanted to watch the most. But he did Trainwreck USA, which is my favorite Baby Keem song.
We would have had to leave anyways because we wanted to see Daniel Caesar, which we only caught the end of because we were, again, still fighting.
Well, not me and Drew. Drew and Billy.
Hey, all my taken girlies and everyone else.
And
will
your
know.
Sisters. Yeah.
Listen, you go to a festival like that where it's high stress, it's hot, everyone's tired, you're gonna fight at some point. Someone's gonna fight. It's normal.
My favorite person to fight, like in front of with you, is Kehlani. That's my favorite person to find
for poor fucking Kehlani.
She gets it. She's like,
too. Yeah, anyone with siblings, sisters, anything. But
even
like
Billy, because we got in a fight during Doja Cat. And even Billy, like, who never interjects, he was all, come on, guys.
And we woke up and it was so stupid. Well, and honestly, like, me and Dayson have grown to a point where our fights aren't nearly as detrimental as they used to be. Like, Dayson's a Capricorn moon, just so everybody knows. Everybody knows how I feel about Capricorns. I'm a Virgo and a Cancer moon.
Okay.
And a Sagittarius rising.
Yeah, okay.
You're a Sagittarius. Capricorn moon, Cancer rising. And her Cancer is what saves her from being the worst, because Capricorns can be very well. The thing is, like, Capricorns, like, once they've made up their mind, they're taking it to their fucking grave. So, like, as soon as Jason would get mad at me, she'll be mad at me for the next 2 hours if she's decided that already. Even if she's not mad anymore,
well,
she's already
made
the decision.
What I've worked through in therapy, and this is what I was telling Drew, is I'm really working at being assertive.
Yeah,
and being
yeah.
honest about how I feel in the moment.
Yeah. Well, because she'd be lying. Like, I'll tell her, like, I know you're upset with me. And she goes, I'm not. And she, like, is ignoring me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, dude, just tell me. Like, if you're upset with me, just tell me. And she's like, I'm not upset with you. And then she'll run away from me.
To be honest, it wouldn't be a trip with the two of us if we didn't get in at least one fight.
Ask Billy.
He's been on two Coachella's with us. Did we get in a fight the last one? We did, huh?
We did, yeah. But it was the same shit. Like, it's always silly shit. And with Billy, it's the same thing. It's silly shit. So it's funny because when there's the three of us.
I know.
Like, if I'm fighting with you, I'll talk to him. If I'm fighting with him, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
And
And then nine, me and Billy are fighting. We're just fighting in the middle.
And 9 times out of 10, everyone's fine.
Yeah.
And it's not a big deal. And it's not that serious.
No, but it was like dramatized almost.
You literally cannot go away like that and not get into some sort of altercation.
I know. Like all day somebody. Saturday, we were in such a good state.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we knew we had to be in a good state all day because you had that. We had that party that night.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was almost like
the vibes were high.
Yeah, we're like subconsciously like, I cannot
be upset. Yeah. And we brought up our friends too. They came up and met us up on Saturday.
Yeah.
So you know you're on your best behavior when someone who's not familiar with you.
Oh yeah, because Johnny and Michelle came out.
So you know you're on your best behavior when you're in mixed company. When it's just Billy, who cares? But yeah, I don't even remember what the question was. No. Oh, who's the best?
Yeah.
Harry Styles was good, obviously, but I've seen Harry Styles in concert. I liked that better. Mm-hmm. But I think it was just because I was in a more intimate setting.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And then, what's it called? A lot of people are saying the crowd at Harry's was so dead. You guys don't realize that people don't go to Coachella for all the same people you want to see.
Yeah.
So if you're there to see Harry, there's probably there people that are, I came because I saw Flume was playing or
something.
Yeah,
and they don't care to see Harry.
But they're like, but he's here and I'm going to watch him.
Well, and I also think too, when you're watching the live stream, you're not hearing everything because it's an outdoor arena. So it's not going to sound the same as like how it sounds when he's in an enclosed area where it's like super loud. You can hear all the screaming because there were thousands of people at Harry, all of whom were dancing and screaming and having a good time.
I haven't screamed and like cried like that since we saw One Direction.
Yeah.
So fun.
He's just so good. He's such a great performer. Yeah. Like he was like, again, just like Meg Thee Stallion, like born to perform.
I feel like we didn't watch anyone all weekend. Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah.
And it feels like because we got there like fucking 4 p.m. every day, if that.
As did most people. Yeah. Because everyone.
Who are people we missed that we wanted to watch? Well, obviously Daniel Caesar, we didn't get to watch.
Yeah, we didn't get to watch him. Yeah.
We saw Giveon.
Was really good. Yeah.
No, El Grupo Firme.
We watched them.
They were so good.
Fantastic. Carol G. We loved
so
her.
So good.
We saw so many, but just in the grand scope, we didn't see nearly as much.
Yeah.
Because there was many, many, many others that we didn't see.
We tried to watch Disclosure.
Yeah, we tried. We saw a little bit of Disclosure. Yeah. And we missed Flume, which we wished we had seen. We saw Brockhampton.
They were really good. Yeah.
But you've seen Brockhampton a million times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of them were very good.
I wanted to see Girl in Red.
Yeah.
I wanted to see Rina Sawayama.
Yeah, me too.
Who else? Kim Petras. We really wanted to see her.
Yeah.
And Orville Peck. We just got there too late.
We just got, honestly.
Got too drunk, showed up late.
Every time you wake up and you're like, how am I going to do this again?
You're telling me, how am I expected to do this again?
I can't keep it on like this or whatever.
Do you think they'll ever have the Jonas Brothers perform at Coachella?
Oh, shit, my pants, if that was the case.
I know. They should. Have them headline next
year.
They
should, honestly.
But they're only allowed to play old songs. And they're not allowed to talk about being married.
They got to relive it as if we were back, transported back to 2009.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That'd be so fucking sick.
We'll do one more.
Okay.
So this is from someone named Ellie. And she said, how did you guys have energy for all 3 days? Were you not trying to fight extreme exhaustion? Or am I just an old person? We too, Ellie.
On a wing and a prayer.
Are two old people as well.
That's how we did it. All right. We talked about how... Honestly, we talked about faith. I walked by faith, not by sight.
I asked the Lord to carry me through.
I walked by faith, not by sight. That's how I made it through. We talked about how much we love Liquid
faith
IV.
Over fear.
Yeah, Liquid IV.
Yeah.
For the instant hydration, bitch.
Yeah.
Necessary, honestly.
Can't do wrong by it.
Lots of coffee, Red Bulls.
Red Bulls.
So bad, but you know.
I think too, just like, because we've been, we're like, okay, we have to go. Like, we have to go. We have to go to the party. I don't want to go to the party. It's already 1 a.m.
Yeah.
But we're going to the party.
Yeah. That was unreal.
Yeah.
That was unreal going to that party at that time. Yeah. I was like, why? To myself. Why would you do this to me?
But we had fun. I think you just kind of.
It was so fun.
I think if like a majority of the group is keeping the energy high.
Yeah.
Then it's hard to not be like, okay,
exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly. You got to go with the right people. You got to go with someone. You got to have at least one person in your group that's like, come on guys, we could do this. Even if you're all kind of operating at 40%,
yeah,
you gotta keep the energy up.
I would definitely say too that I tried to wake up at the same time every day, which I never did all the years before. I'd wake up at 2 one day, wake up at I woke up at 9 a.m. almost every
honestly,
day.
Honestly, Adam coming up to glam me every day was keeping me on point. It was keeping me awake.
On schedule.
Yeah, because I had to wake up to meet him, obviously, to do glam and stuff, so... That was keeping me alive for sure. It was,
and he just has the best energy. Like he's like the
he's like the best person
to see first thing in the morning.
Yeah, truly.
When you're like dying,
I could not make it if he wasn't there, keeping me accountable to stay awake. I'm trying to think of like what else helped. Yeah, I think what you said mostly is just like keeping the vibes high.
Yeah,
staying keeping up with people who are not going to be like, I don't want to go today.
Yeah.
But keeping up like morale with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. And like, this is like something sweet that like Billy told me. He's like, one of my new goals is to go and do things even though I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, even though your brain's telling you, because obviously like for so long we haven't been able to do things.
Yeah.
So like now he's like, I want to take advantage of them. Cause I was telling him my thing is like the whole soul thing where they're like, I don't know, but every day I'm going to live it to the fullest. So I'm going to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like, I think what I kept thinking in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I would have killed to have this opportunity however many years ago before this. And now I have the opportunity and I get to take my friends, like the people I love with me. So, you know.
Yeah, me too. Especially because this was the first time I've done this way.
Mm-hmm.
Same. That's why I was like, I'm going to pull the titties out. I'm going to wear whatever I want to wear.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow Adam to glam me because I was very like, I don't know, because I'm not used to like feeling pretty like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, I'm trying to fucking have fun and dance my ass off.
Yeah, it's like conditioning yourself to be open
to new experiences,
to go have fun, to enjoy yourself, to let yourself enjoy things without being stressed. That's like my biggest issue.
I feel like I haven't allowed myself to be myself or have fun for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That's why one of the fights we got in during baby chemo, I was crying and telling her, I'm like, this is literally like the coolest thing I've done in such a long time.
Yeah.
I'm like trying not to cry now. But it was just such a fun experience.
Yeah, it was.
But that's why I was like, literally nothing can ruin this. Whereas like every other year I've gone, I'm always like stressed. I'm worried about this.
Yeah, exactly. Like more so worried, and it's clouding your ability to have fun.
Yeah.
Whereas
it's like
now,
holding me back. And now I'm like, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm
to
not
going to
let it control me.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's a really deep answer to your question. But it's
how did I fight extreme exhaustion?
Yeah,
I just lived in the moment.
Yeah, but it's very applicable.
Yeah.
In the sense of things like that, because it's very easy to be like, I think I'm just going to sit this one out today.
Yeah.
But then you miss out on experiences, and that's something that we're trying not to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since, as we've seen the last few years, life is way too short.
Yeah.
So we're trying to take advantage of all the opportunities that I get very lucky enough to get and include everybody with. And so like, we're like, you know what? We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like just like when we went to Neon Carnival, like
I know,
obviously I had to work when I went to Neon Carnival, but like the opportunity was just so stellar. I was like, I obviously would love to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so Johnny and Michelle were going to stay home, and we were like, you know what? And we're like, come on, man, like let's go, it's gonna be fun. And we like convinced them to come with us. So like they were so tired too, as we all were, because we're all old. But I'm so glad we all went. We all got the experience. It was so fun.
It was like a free fair.
Yeah, it literally. And honestly, Billy and Johnny love carnival games.
Yeah.
So like that was super fun. Like
I was over there. You know that SpongeBob meme where he's like reading the pages of the book with his eyes? That was me scanning for celebrities.
Yeah, literally. So it was really fucking fun. It was a good time. And like that's like a lesson for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
It's to like take advantage of it, because you never know like what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So like to just try your best to enjoy everything as much as you can. And like say yes to new experiences.
Yes, right? For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll wrap it right there.
Cool.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
Thanks for sending in your questions.
Yes.
Thankfully, a lot of them had the same thing in them, so it's like we answered all of them. If
you're
really
welcome.
Think about it. You're please subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you rate it,
mm-hmm.
and then also you can watch this on YouTube. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Yes.
So please watch us on YouTube, subscribe and comment on there. I love reading the comments. You guys are so cute. They'll like live comment on them. They're like,
love it.
They're about 37 minutes and 33 seconds. Love this part.
Love it. So I love it. Yeah.
And then yeah, keep an eye out. I think this next episode we will do the conspiracy theory one. I'm really excited.
Oh,
about
I would
it.
Love that.
I was like, I don't think Drew has any conspiracy theories. I was talking to her uncle about it. Mm-hmm. I think it's your sister has so many. And I was like, what? So maybe we'll discuss some of ours.
Some that would upset people.
But I definitely want to hear your conspiracy theory. So please look out for that Google form. Mm-hmm. And we hope you all have a great week. And that's it.
Bye.
Bye. And again, that link is shop.annaluisa.com/girls. It'll be in the description box below. Please tag me, Andrew, or two idiot girls to let us know what you end up getting from the sale.